Hey everyone, this is your health bestie Barbara. In the last episode, we explored how to unlock better sleep by using a pre-sleep routine. Hopefully you're seeing some improvements with your sleep from the tips that we shared. Today we're starting a five-part series on heart rate variability, a powerful indicator of your body's health, recovery, and resilience. We'll cover how HRV works, its benefits, ways to track it, and strategies to improve it. Last time, we talked about better sleep. Now, we're shifting our focus to something that can help guide many areas of health at once. Heart rate variability. Think of HRV, heart rate variability, as a scorecard for how well your body's control center is handling life. Your heart doesn't beat like a clock. The time between beats naturally changes. For example, if your heart beats 60 times in a minute, it doesn't mean there is exactly 1 second between each beat. Sometimes it's a little more, sometimes a little less. HRV measures those tiny changes in the timing of your heartbeat. Why does something so tiny as your heartbeat matter? Your heart is connected to your nervous system, the part of your body that manages stress, rest, and recovery. A higher HRV usually means your body is flexible and ready to adapt to whatever comes your way. Whether it's a hard workout, a big test, or an unexpected challenge, a lower HRV can signal that your body is under stress, tired, or needs more recovery time. Scientists call HRV a North Star metric because it can help guide you toward better health decisions. Just like a North Star helps travelers navigate, HRV can show you if your habits are moving you toward or away from better health. The cool part? You don't have to be an athlete to benefit from tracking it. Here's the takeaway. HRV, it's not about being perfect. It's about knowing your baseline, your personal normal, and paying attention to changes. A single day's number doesn't tell the whole story. It's the long-term trends that matter. Over time, good sleep, balanced exercise, stress management, and healthy eating can all help your HRV rise, which often means your body is becoming more resilient. Now that we understand why HRV is considered a North Star for health, the next step is realizing that there's no single perfect HRV number for everyone. Every person has their own baseline HRV, their personal normal. Think of it like your shoe size. Just because your friend wears a size 9 doesn't mean you should too. Similarly, someone else's HRV might be higher or lower than yours, and that's completely okay. What matters most is where your HRV usually sits and how it changes over time. This baseline is influenced by a lot of things: your age, genetics, fitness level, and even your daily habits. For example, elite athletes often have higher HRVs, but someone who's new to exercise can still improve theirs with time and consistency. On the flip side, even a very fit person can see their HRV drop if they're stressed, sleep deprived, dehydrated, or sick. Because HRV is so personal, comparing your numbers to someone else's isn't helpful. Imagine two runners, one with an HRV of 70, the other with 110. If the runner with 70 normally averages 65, that's a great sign for them. But if the runner with 110 usually averages 120, their number actually dropped, and it could mean their body is under strain. Tracking your baseline is like having a personal health dashboard. It helps you notice patterns. Maybe your HRV dips after late nights, poor meals, or intense workouts without enough recovery. Over time, you'll see what makes it go up: good rest, balanced training, proper nutrition, and what brings it down. The bottom line, your baseline HRV is a personal benchmark. By learning what's normal for you and watching how it changes, you can make smarter choices that support your health, recovery, and performance. Knowing your baseline HRV is just the start. The real power comes from understanding what affects it. And that's where your lifestyle plays a huge role. Your HRV is like a mirror reflecting how your choices impact your body's readiness and resilience. Let's start with sleep. Getting enough quality sleep is one of the fastest ways to improve HRV. A late night gaming session, or perhaps you've got a big presentation in the office in the morning, that actually can drop your HRV the next day. A full night's rest, on the other hand, usually bumps it up. Stress is another big factor, whether it's emotional, like conflict in the work office, or physical, like running sprints. Stress signals your body to stay alert. This is helpful in short bursts, but if constant, can keep your HRV low. That's why things like mindfulness, breathing exercises, or even listening to music can help bring it back. Nutrition and hydration also matter. Eating balanced meals and staying hydrated helps your heart and nervous system function smoothly. Too much sugar, alcohol, or processed junk food can cause inflammation, which can push HRV down. Exercise is a bit of a balancing act. Moderate workouts often raise HRV over time by strengthening your heart and nervous system. But pushing too hard without enough recovery can drop your HRV, signaling you need rest. Even small daily habits like getting sunlight in the morning, moving regularly, and keeping a consistent bedtime can add up to better HRV over time. The takeaway, your HRV isn't fixed. It responds to how you live, almost like a daily report card. The better your habits, the more likely your HRV will trend upward, showing that your body is adaptable, recovered, and ready for whatever challenges come next. We talked about how your daily habits like sleep, stress management, nutrition, and exercise can affect your HRV. But here's the thing. One good day won't change your HRV forever. The real secret, the secret sauce, is in consistency. Think of HRV improvement like building strength in the gym. Lifting weights once might make you sore, but it won't make you stronger long term. The same goes for your heart and nervous system. They adapt slowly over weeks and months of repeated good habits. But why does consistency matter so much? HRV is influenced by how your body balances its two main control modes, fight or flight, sympathetic and rest and digest, which is the parasympathetic mode. These parts make up your autonomic nervous system, or ANS. If you regularly give your body enough rest, nutrition, and recovery, you'll tip the balance towards resilience. But if you only do those things occasionally, your body won't get the message to adapt. For example, if you get great sleep all week but stay up until 3 a.m. on the weekend, that small change might see your HRV drop and take days during the week to recover. The same happens if you train hard for a week, then do nothing for the next 2 weeks. Your body won't build the steady improvements that you're aiming for. Consistency also helps you read your HRV data more accurately. If your habits are all over the place, it's harder to know whether a drop in HRV is from a bad night's sleep, stress at work, or a tough workout. But with a steady routine, changes in your HRV are easier to understand and act on. Here's the takeaway. Improving HRV isn't about perfection. It's about showing up for your body every day. Small, steady actions build long-term health, and your HRV will reflect that commitment. Here are some takeaways. HRV is foundational. It's your North Star metric. HRV reflects your body's readiness, recovery, and adaptability. A higher HRV often means better stress resilience and overall health. Baseline HRV and individual variability. So your HRV is unique. It focuses on your personal baseline, not other people's numbers. It tracks trends over time to help you understand what's normal for you. HRV is impacted by lifestyle. sleep quality, stress levels, hydration, nutrition, and balanced exercise affect HRV. Positive habits raise the HRV, of course, and poor recovery and unhealthy choices lower it. And consistency is key. Long-term, steady habits create lasting HRV improvements. One good day won't change HRV permanently. Progress comes from repeated actions. We've covered the essentials, what HRV is, why it matters, how to find your baseline, the lifestyle factors that can move it up or down, and why consistency is the real game changer. But knowing the number is just the start. In our next episode, we'll look deeper at the body systems that HRV reflects, from your nervous system to your cardiovascular health, and how each plays a role in shaping your readiness and recovery. This will give you a clear picture of why HRV changes and how you can use that knowledge to make smarter choices for your health. That's it for today's episode on HRV fundamentals. I hope you're walking away with new insights you can put into practice right away. Thank you for listening. This is Barbara with Health Solutions Today. We'll talk to you soon.